A teenage boy was killed and dozens of people were injured on Saturday as Egyptian military and police clashed with thousands of angry football fans. Christopher Wells has this report.
Violence erupted in the Suez Canal city of Port Said, where last month a riot following a football match left 74 people dead. It was the world's worst soccer-related disaster in 15 years. Following the February 1st riots, senior police officers were charged with assisting city soccer fans in attacking a Cairo club with a long history of enmity with the police. Some Port Said residents have claimed that hired outsiders were responsible for much of the killing. In today's clashes, Egyptian troops fired volleys of tear gas and shot into the air to disperse protesters affiliated with the city's Al-Masri club, angry for what they see as unfair measures against their club and their city. A 13-year-old boy was killed when he was shot in the back by security forces, and dozens of people were injured in the fighting. Today's confrontation began after the Egyptian Football Association on Friday officially suspended the city's club for two seasons ending in 2013 and closed its stadium for 3 years as punishment for the original stadium riot. I'm Christopher Wells.